I mean, yeah, I go to the head shrink every now and then, you know, get the webs out of them.
Try to find out if there's something out there.
Yeah, bring it back from furlough, whatever.
Okay, why'd you call the buildings like out in the graveyard?
Tombstone?
Or, you know, if you're on these rich...
Well, they call them tombs.
Mm-hmm. The big building that they put them in?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, wait a minute, a vault.
Okay.
A vault, that sounds better.
Sounds better. I'm in my vault today. Okay, what might you call a, they have a lot of the rooms down here that have nothing but glass.
Rooms?
Uh-huh. And like, people,
have... You're not talking about a house of ill repute, are you?
No.
Okay. gosh, okay, all right, okay. Be serious now, okay.
This is a room that is used to receive maximum sunlight. Well, have you ever heard of, I think they call them a Florida room down here in the house?
Oh, you mean like Florida room or playroom, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, I thought, you know, I was visualizing just a room by itself, you know. Florida room, because that's, as a matter of fact, that's what I was thinking about doing to mine, you know, extending
it. Uh-huh.
4 feet over and putting glass doors where I can have an exit going into the Florida room, because I was going to build it so high with blocks. From that point to the roof, I was just going to put glass all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to, you know, put that as a Florida room.
Man, you really got some good plans.
Really?
I've got a friend in Florida, in land. I mean, you walk into the place and they have
these ties
in the background.
Yeah, I just,
they really got good.
I just got the neck for it, you know. And I just love them. And I even talk to them sometimes. I said, now, you know you're dying. Now you got to perk up, you know. I talk to them. They say you're supposed to talk to them like that, you know, give them that attention.
Mm-hmm.
And,
They say sometimes they pick up, you know, they pick up vibes from the room.
They do. They really do. I tell you, I had one on the record player, and when I was constantly playing it, my plant was just dying. I guess it was just too much vibration, you know, something. Or maybe it was too noisy for the plants, so they, you know, didn't like a lot of noise or what have you, know. I never bothered by asking, you know, but this is what I was assuming, that it was too loud, too noisy. I put the volume down, you know. And I said, well, let me just take them off, you know. As soon as I took them off, gradually they began to
revive.
Uh-huh. But of course, I talk to it and I pet it and I water it, you know.
When they start talking to you, though,
that's when you have to move.
Yeah.
That's when somebody have to move. No, it's time for somebody to move. I tell you what, it's one here, this hibiscus plant, no, it's outside on the corner,
mm-hmm.
just on the end of my house here. Before we bought this house, God bless the day, my grandmother planted that tree. And that was her favorite tree. And out of all of them, that one always stayed green. And because I talked to, you know, because I just visualized my grandmother in it,
you know.
But I just see my grandmother there. And when it gets too big, I say, all right, Awola means grandmother, you know. Mm-hmm. And I say, excuse me, grandmother, but I have to trim you down.
Getting a little big for the house.
I said, no, you're getting too big for the house, grandma. So I said, you know, trim you down. And I went over and told mama that. She said, kid, you're crazy. You are not. But I just visualized my grandmother in that tree. Sometimes I talk to her, you know. I'm not crazy, but you know.